Brad Davidson joining us now. G'day, Davo.
Yeah, morning, Mido. Morning, Loz. How are we, guys?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And a big announcement from Racing New South Wales yesterday.
Yeah, big announcement on the prize money increases and money for the infrastructure as well, guys. So, I mean, what I liked about the prize money increases was the prize money increases down the bottom to the non-tab, to the picnic, to the Sky 2, the country tab minimum prize money to 25 to 27,000. That's good because we need to, you know, we need to pull back into the to the bottom because, you know, get those owners more money and then they'll be able to reinvest again and buy another horse. So for me, that was all super. Obviously, the number of increases to races like the Kosciuszko, 1.3 to 2 million, you know, the Sydney Stakes from 500,000 to 2 million, the Queen Elizabeth went up a million, the Doncaster are up a million, and we've got a $6 million spring, or Sydney Sprint Series bonus as well, which is, of course, designed to keep those horses in Sydney and keep them away from going into state as much as possible. And then, obviously, that infrastructure funding as well, $125 million delivered there across the next 2 years, which I think is really important. Construction of stables, new training tracks, course proper works, which I think is really important because I do think that our drainage is probably a little bit behind where it needs to be in Sydney. I know we've had a lot of rain this year, but you know, I think our drainage of a number of tracks could be a bit better. We saw that probably with Canterbury yesterday still being a heavy nine after a couple of weeks of sunshine. If we can improve the drainage of a few tracks, I think that would be fantastic as well. So, yep, much needed money there as well. And obviously the change in prize money distribution, the 1.5% strappers bonus to go to 2% and the welfare fund 1% to 1.5%. So all important changes there, which are, you know, I'm a big fan of giving strappers more money. I think they deserve a lot more money in our game, and the welfare fund's a great initiative as well. So some really, really positive things there. You know, Peter Villani's also hinting at possible more prize money increases in the future. I'd love to see next time as well, hopefully, just a couple of changes there for the punters. I'd love to see minimum bet laws brought forward. I'd love to see a standardisation of deductions across the industry. At the moment, we've got deductions where bookmakers can basically make their own rules when it comes to that, and there's different deductions right across all the different bookmakers. I think bringing them alignment would be great, and bringing those minimum bet laws forward from, at the moment, I think they're 9 a.m. Saturday. We get them out when the markets come out Wednesday and allow punters to have a decent bet then, I think would be a real positive move forward as well. So hopefully they're in the pipeline. And yesterday overall, some really good news for you know, owners, jockeys, trainers and the industry in a broader sense.
They're racing at Coffs Harbour today. Davo, who do you like in the feature?
Look, Loz, I've been focusing on obviously doing the form for the weekend, so I haven't had a chance to have a good look, but Hosier's the favourite there for Chris Lees. Obviously, eligibility up for grabs for the big dance later this year. $2.30 favourite with Bowman in the saddle, and looks a decent field. Of course, all these country cups getting a bit more focus with this the big dance on the horizon. Obviously, there's positives and negatives with that, stronger fields, but you know, there has been a little bit of talk, of course, from those country stables about being harder to get into those races and whatnot. So we'll see what they do with the eligibility around those sort of things in the future. But, you know, strong races is great, and it's going to be great for turnover today, no doubt. The Coffs Harbour Cup, a big day for the club, and I'm sure it'll be a big one for the local community as well.
Any early leans for the Missile Stakes Race 8 Randwick on Saturday, where Forbidden Love is the $3.10 favourite, count to rupee $5?
Yeah, it's just great to have these good horses back, isn't it? There's no doubt about that. Vivian Love, she's a superstar. We saw that last preparation. She just continues to raise the bar and loves racing here at Randwick. I think it's between her and Bellucci Babe, personally. I like the way Bellucci Babe's been trialling. She really stepped up the level last preparation, finishing fourth behind Nature Strip in a TJ, and her form right through the autumn was outstanding. So for me, for Ben Love and Bellucci Babe, the two that I'd be focusing on, probably track pattern will depend which way I go there, but with Forbidden Love drawn wide and Bellucci Babe inside, generally rail true, it does suit those horses sort of off-fence a bit there at Randwick on Saturday. So we'll see how that pans out, but they're the two that I'll be focusing around there in the Missile Stakes.
Thanks, Davo.
Thanks, guys. Talk tomorrow. Cheers.